John chapter 5 verses 6 through 10. When Jesus saw this one lying there and knew that he had already been a long time in that condition, he said to him, "Do you want to get well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, but while I am coming, another steps down before me." Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your mat and walk." And immediately the man became well, and he took up his mat and walked. Now it was a Sabbath on that day. Therefore the Jews said to the one who had been healed, "It is a Sabbath, and it is not lawful for you to take up your mat."
The impotent man had no joy, even on the joyful day of the feast, and he had no rest, even on the Sabbath day. The sick people were helpless and hopeless, dead in the eyes of the Lord. As we shall see, the impotent man heard his voice and was enlivened. The significance of this sign is that when the practice of law-keeping in the Jewish religion became an impossibility due to the impotence of man, the Son of God came to enliven the dead. The law could not give life, but the Son of God gives life to the dead. While we were yet weak, he came to enliven us. Lord said, "Do you want to get well?" That meant, "Would you like to be healed?" The impotent man knew nothing beyond the pool, the water, and the angel who stirred the water. He also knew that he had no hope or ability in himself. So he explained the situation to the Lord Jesus. Then the Lord Jesus said, "Rise, pick up your bed and walk." The impotent man heard the enlivening word of the living, life-giving Lord and was healed. Note the sequence in verse 9. And immediately the man became well and picked up his bed and walked. And immediately the man became well, precedes picked up his bed and walked. He was cured before he rose up. He was cured when he heard the voice of the living Son of God. It was his hearing of the living word of the Lord that quickened him. Formerly the bed carried the impotent man, but now the enlivened man carried the bed.